But that's not the end. You don't end with the Great Death. There are two more pictures to go in the bull herding series, and I want to jump, in fact, to the 10th and last, which is called Entering the Marketplace with Bliss-Bestowing Hands. Entering the Marketplace with Bliss-Bestowing Hands. Beautiful image. So there's no bull in this picture. Instead, there's a stout, grizzled man, balding, with a beard, with a big belly, well-developed Hira, sticking out of his robes. He has a staff, and tied onto it is a full sack. There's lots of goodies, maybe, in that sack. And he's walking under a tree and meeting a short young man who looks remarkably like the young herdsman in the earlier paintings. And it's a really beautiful image, and actually, it's the image of the one who comes from the Great Death. It's the image of the seasoned, the mature Chan traveller. His stoutness, his fatness in East Asian tradition would symbolise immense spiritual wealth and richness. Immense wealth and riches, the wealth of awakening, the wealth of enlightenment. And that great sack is all the riches of all the qualities of enlightenment. And he's showing his bare chest and stomach, which is not the decent thing to do. You wouldn't do that if you were regarded as being part of polite society. So this shows that he's not bothered with what people think about him. He's at ease. He's not imprisoned by formality. He doesn't care whether people like him or not. So there's something rather homely and reassuring about him. At the same time, he seems to come from somewhere else, somewhere other. He's been around. He's been out there. And the verses that describe him are rather lovely too. Bare-chested and barefooted, he enters the market, face streaked with dust and head covered with ashes. But a mighty laugh spreads from cheek to cheek. Without troubling himself to work miracles, suddenly dead trees break into bloom. I love that. Without troubling himself to work miracles, suddenly dead trees break into bloom. In friendly fashion, this fellow comes from a foreign race, with features like a horse or a donkey. But on shaking his iron staff, all of a sudden, all gates and doors spring wide open for him. With a great laugh spread over his face, he talks Mongolian, he speaks Chinese. He enters the market, swirling his staff, he returns home. He frequents wine shops and fish stalls to make the drunkards open their eyes and awaken to themselves. So here we have the image of the true Bodhisattva, one who never leaves his home of emptiness, of awakening, but goes into the marketplace, comes into our world, comes to us who are drunk and fishy. He comes naturally to awaken us, and he does nothing miraculous, doesn't have to try, but dead trees bloom. He's just naturally in touch with what is deepest, and so he can tune in into any one of us. He speaks Mongolian, he speaks Chinese, he speaks German, he speaks Spanish, he speaks French, English, Hindi, Kashmiri, Telugu. He speaks our language. He can even wear our clothes. He can tune in naturally to our time and our place, to our concern and our aspiration, happily, easily, unselfconsciously. He goes in the marketplace with bliss-bestowing hands. That beautiful image. He goes in the marketplace with bliss-bestowing hands. This is where we should aim our practice, to become this man in the marketplace with bliss-bestowing hands, coming to people with natural generosity, with natural loving kindness, with natural friendliness and wisdom that flows naturally from that full, empty space of realization.